Now, the rest of the story. Thomas Van Beck is 53. He lives in Amsterdam, his native Netherlands. He's a respected businessman. In 1961, Tom was a 25-year-old executive, a young fellow still testing his wings in the business world. He was in need of a private secretary. After a long, discouraging procession of unpromising applicants, a bright, charming young lady came to Tom's office. Her name was Miss Neff. Her references were impressive, her typing and shorthand were more than adequate, and beyond her obvious secretarial talent was the aura of personal stability that Tom had been looking for. Miss Neff was hired on the spot. After her first week on the job, Tom was certain that he had found the one and only solid gold Girl Friday, an executive's dream. When she answered the phone, she projected polite authority. The quality of her voice alone let the caller know that he was in touch with an efficient operation. When in the course of business, Miss Neff was faced with those myriad minor emergencies, she was always calm. Her solution to each problem was quick, direct. Miss Neff was tireless. At the end of a long day, when even her young employer was completely exhausted, Miss Neff was fresh, energetic, apparently as prepared to cope with her responsibilities as she had been before her traditionally brief lunch break. The weeks became months, and the months became years. During the seasons of heavy business, Miss Neff did the work of two. She was a one-woman miracle, a credit to her employer, a major contributor to his subsequent professional success. But then came 1973, and that was a day that Tom had secretly dreaded for at least a dozen years. It was not another job offer, Miss Neff assured Tom. It was not a matter of money. She'd been quite happy in her career, but now she simply wished to devote her time to her family, and she would have to retire as Tom's private secretary. Well, businessman Thomas Van Beck would miss his secretary of 12 years, but it was not his decision. He would accept Miss Neff's retirement as gracefully as possible. And as he thought over the splendid job that she had done during those past 12 years, really more than anyone could have asked from any one person, Tom was determined that his remarkable Miss Neff should have an appropriately generous retirement party. It was on this occasion, that celebration, that Tom learned the rest of the story. For shortly after the guest of honor had arrived, the guest of honor arrived. I said shortly after the guest of honor had arrived, the guest of honor arrived. And then the mystery of Miss Neff's boundless energy was not a mystery anymore. For 12 years, Tom was certain his one secretary was doing the work of two. Instead, two secretaries had been doing the work of one. And so efficiently, so effectively, for 12 years, that Tom never, ever suspected two sisters sharing the same job, each working half-time, splitting the paycheck. Identical twins. And now you know the rest of the story.